Will we play some music, Paddy?
I'll try one CD called Brighton 5. And there's 4 songs that I sing on it. And there's still, along with that, there's some whistle playing. She didn't want any other instrument on, only just a whistle. I don't know why.
Okay, then, hold on.
At the sign of the bell on the road to Clonmel, Paddy Higgledy kept an itchy-bean. Sold pigs meat and bread, kept a good latch in bed, was well-liked in the district he lived in. Himself and his wife both struggled through life, and on weekdays Pat mended the ditches. But on Sunday he dressed in a coat of the best, still his pride was his own leather breeches. For 21 years or so it appears, his father these breeches had run in, and the morning he died, up to his bedside, he called Paddy his own darling son in. Some advice then he gave before going to his grave about how to take care of his riches. Says, it is no use to step into me shoes, but I want you to wear me old breeches. Now the hard winter snow left the groceries so low that Paddy got it out completely. With the snow coming down, he could not get to town. Thoughts of hunger him bothered him greatly. Then one night as he lay a-dreaming away about banshees, ghost spirits and witches, when a knock on the door brought him out to the floor, and he quickly pulled on his old breeches. Shouts Barney McGurk with a voice like a Turk, "Come, Paddy, and get us some eating." Says Big Woolly Moore, "We'll burst open the door, sure this is no night to be waiting." No sooner they spoke than the door it was broke, and they crowded round Paddy like leeches, and they swore by the bob if they didn't get grub, though it ate him clean out of his breeches. Poor Paddy in dread ran up to the bed that held Judy, his darling young wife, in, and there 'twas agreed that they should make a feed, so he slipped out and brought a big knife in. He cut out the waist of his breeches, the best, then he ripped all the seams and the stitches. Then he cut them in stripes, just the way you do tripes, then he boiled them, his own leather breeches. When the breeches were stewed, on a plate they were strewed, and the boys murmured, God be thanked. But Paddy's young wife was in dread of her life, so she thought it high time for to shank it. You should see how they smiled, for they thought Paddy boiled some mutton or beef of the riches. But 'twas little they knew, it was leather burgoo that was made out of Paddy's old breeches. Says Darby McDuck, that's bitter and tough. Says McGinley, it's not much like mutton. And Mandy O'Rourke, on the point of his fork, held up a big ivory button. Says Paddy, what's that? Sure, I thought it was fat. Murphy jumps to his feet and he screeches. Be the powers above, I was trying to shove me teeth through the slit of his breeches. Then they all flew at Pat, and to get out of that, he ran when he saw them all rising. Says Dolan, make haste, someone bring me a priest, be the holy St. Patrick I'm poisoned. But revenge for the joke they all had when they broke the crockery, chairs, tables and dishes. And from that very night they'd knock out your daylight if you mentioned the old leather breeches.